Hey everybody, this is Brooke Dean.
And I'm Farrah Joseph.
And we're single moms doing the most.
Look at us, bro. Look at us, bro. We got four to
oh, on a roll. Four?
Oh, God. See, y'all, we just need to get out of this COVID rut and we back. We just need to get out of this Rona rut.
Now we got four.
And four good ones at that. And some really good conversations. I can't wait. I really can't wait to start seeing you all chime in, because some of these topics were a little heavy. I tell you what, COVID sure did help me experience a whole lot of new things. I tell you that much.
I know. Well, today is a little uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable, girl.
Because we were talking about dating, right? And I mean, there's no shame in my game. I've been on dating apps and sites before, right?
Yep.
Because I don't have time to go out and meet people in the supermarket or Home Depot. Like, I just don't have time, especially on lockdown. Like, if I go get what I got to get and get back home. So, you know, when I did get it in my mind to start dipping my toe into the dating pool again, the easiest way to do that is on like dating apps and stuff like that. And I don't think there's any stigma attached to it anymore, right? Like, I think
now it's like acceptable. Yeah, right. Now you can be like, where'd you meet him? You got to come with this whole elaborate story and make sure your stories match up. Now it's like, Tinder, what's happening?
Well, see, now I think the stigma is which app? Like, it's not the app that's the problem. Because I remember they did a whole commercial for Black People Meet. The whole premise of the commercial was like they kept trying to make up a story, like you said, of how they met, because they were ashamed to say that they met on Black People Meet, until they met another couple that was like, oh, well, we met on Black People Meet. And they were like, oh, okay. Because before they were talking about like, oh, we met in the burning lava volcanoes of Hawaii, yeah. Like some interesting,
weird. It was so cool. We almost died, but look at our love now.
Exactly. So now I don't think that, I think it only sounds weird to people who have been out of the dating world for like a long time, like people who've been married for 20 years and they find themselves single and now they got to date again and they don't know that this is the way people have been doing it for years and years and years. So I say all that to say, I've been on a couple dating apps before, and it's just the thing that people do now. You sit and you swipe left, swipe right,
match, don't match,
like an hour,
have a conversation, see if he's crazy.
Hey, in my swipation, I came across a picture that I was like, not that he was my type, but you know how they tell you who liked you,
mm-hmm.
some of these apps. So I go through that first, like, let me see who liked me. And one of the guys that liked me, I had to look a few times. And then I was like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my mind is playing tricks on me. So I went through all his pictures and I was like, that's him. That is my friend's husband. So I was like, okay. I looked at the about section just in case, again, he might have had a doppelganger or something like that. Maybe he got a twin and I don't know it. And sure enough, he didn't use his real name. It was like a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
But the about part about him was what little I knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, first of all, I felt a way because
you're married.
You're married and you're my friend's husband on this thing. And you're my friend's husband who swiped right on me.
That's where I was like, wait, what?
But here's the thing. In the entire time they've been together, which is over 15 years now, I probably laid eyes on him like 3 or 4 times. The first of which was like right before they got married. Like, she had been dating him for like years and years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I never met him. And then another time, like, and I can't give too many details, because if somebody's hearing this, they're gonna know who I'm talking about, right? And I would say of the 4 times I've come in contact with him, I've only interacted with him once as far as like conversation with them, with a group of people. So he may not have remembered me. And from the first time that I've met him to now, also keep in mind, I've lost a significant amount of weight. So maybe he didn't even recognize me from that, even though the last time he saw me, I didn't look too different from how I look now. The last 2 times he saw me, I didn't look too different.
But you see him recently, like within the last year or so, or 2 years?
It was the last time was the end of 2019.
Oh no.
And the time before that was the summer of 2019.
Oh, Jesus.
But again, it wasn't like this person was up in my face. It wasn't like we're friends. Like, it was strange that the person swiped right on me, right? So then came the question, what do I do? Do I say something? Now, if it were you and I saw your man on a date, trust and believe, this wouldn't even be a question.
Right.
Farrah, is this your man? What the hell?
Right.
She and I are more than acquaintances, but we're not besties.
Right.
I'm in this weird place of, do I say something? If I do, how do I say it? And I guess, and the question that has been asked of me is, what is my motivation for saying it? Because if you were to look at her social media, and you know, everybody's perfect on social media, right?
You got these Insta posts.
Exactly. These
perfect posts, perfect picture, perfect family.
Yes, they have the perfect family. They have this perfect life. This is my man. She rides hard for him. We've been rocking this way since blah, blah, blah. And so again, not everybody is who they post to be.
Right.
So for all I know, she could be very well aware that her man is out in these streets.
True.
Acting single. And as long as they keep up this appearance, she's cool with it.
This could be a Wendy Williams situation. She was cool with it until that whole extra baby came out. And then it was like, oh, you know, made a whole fool out of me. Yeah. Gotta go.
Right.
Now, you know, the one, it is a tricky spot. But like you said, you have to know the relationship you have with the other person. Is it a close relationship? Is it a passerby, see you once in a blue moon relationship? Because like you said, if it's me, if it's you, who this is? Hop a who this man, you know?
Right, right.
So you have to know the dynamic of your relationship with that person. And also, are you willing to potentially lose that friendship? Because it's been shown, it's been proven time and time again, when you bring that up to someone, 9 out of 10 times, you end up as the one in the wrong. You end up as the one losing a friendship. You end up as the bad person. And, you know, and I guess you do have to think of motives, because again, like you said, if it's someone that I'm close with and I know they are a genuinely good person, I know they love their family and it's not just an Instagram family, that behind closed doors, I've been in the home with them. I've been out with them. I've slept over. My kid is close to their kid. Like, we are essentially kind of family. Then I'm gonna be like, we gotta talk real quick. Knowing that I could potentially be breaking a friendship that I hold near and dear to.
Right.
So is it, do I let her continue being happy and joyful if it's not harming her, or do I tell her the truth and bring a whole world of unknowns into her life?
Yeah, see, I think the reason why I was so conflicted about it is because I've been on the receiving end of that. That's why I'm divorced now, because someone was going to bring the infidelity to my attention.
Okay.
And they didn't get all the way there at first, because they were like, if you don't tell Brooke, I will.
Okay.
But I don't know her husband well enough to even say that to him.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know how to contact him. He doesn't have a social text other than on the dating app. I know, right. Exactly. But see, the thing is, I would have to swipe right on him back in order to converse with him.
Okay.
I don't want there to be no receipts on me.
Like, right. Be like, oh, but you swipe right here. Right.
I don't want those kind of problems, you know?
Very true.
I'm sure if I did some digging, I could find a social presence if he has one other than the dating app. But I don't even feel like I know him or comfortable enough to be like, you know, I'm such and such his friend, right? Like, you know what I mean? The one thing you hear all the time is like, well, if it was me, I would want to know.
But do people really want to know?
And that's the position that I have. And I don't care who tells me, right? So that was the situation I was in. Now, granted, when it was brought to me, I trusted the person. I loved the person. And there's no way I was going to shoot the messenger at her. And he actually tried to manipulate her and say that, like, oh, well, if you tell Brooke, she's going to be mad at you. Wrong folks' business and doing all the things. And I was like, why am I getting mad at her when she's telling me something, giving me information that I do not have, that I need to have in order, because to me, it's information, right? You could do it what you want to do with it. That's I
can't say you didn't know. Once I bring it to you, you can't say you didn't know.
You can't say you didn't know, because now what you've done is empowered me to make the decision that's best for me. Mm-hmm. And if I know my significant other is out here having whole other relationships, being reckless, not protecting me or himself, I got to think about me. I got to think about, because I was blindsided by that situation. Like, wait, what? So I appreciated the messenger. I was grateful that somebody told me, because I was out here living like nothing was going on. And I'm not saying my marriage was perfect, but I certainly did not know the depth
of
what was happening, right? And that it had gone back years. Now, of course, hindsight was 2020. I was finding out stuff after the fact all along.
Right.
But like, if it had not been for her,
how much longer would have happened?
How much longer would it have gone? What could it have gone to a place where it could have been dangerous for my health or whatever? Because I'm going to keep it real. Like, he wasn't thinking about me in that situation.
Obviously.
At all. To me, it was almost like he wanted to get caught, because it was like, when people are out here, especially like doing stuff like, you got your whole face on the dating app, and what you think, like, nobody's going to see it? Like, I was just like, just the level of disrespect. Because even if y'all have an open marriage like couple, and you got your whole face on a dating app, which I'm assuming is probably not only on just, you want to embarrass your wife? Like, that, like, I don't know. Like, again, I don't know their relationship well enough to know if she's cool with it. But to me, it would seem that you're not. Or how about this? How about don't post nothing? Like, when I was married, it was very rare that I posted anything about my relationship, right? Because everybody's always posting when their relationship is, oh, man crush Monday. And this part, like, they present them and their relationship is a whole different thing behind closed doors. I would rather just not say nothing than put out this fake
happy family,
this facade, right? Because all it takes is one person, like you brought up Wendy Williams, for somebody to blow up your whole everything. And all I could think was like, she's out here and he's over here
living the life,
talking about long walks. You should like long walks in the park with your wife, and you swiping right on her friends, man.
That's,
like,
see, that's where
I feel her friends,
but kind of feel like he want to get caught.
Listen,
that's where I kind of feel like, okay, he want to get caught, because that's why I was like, well, how long ago did you see him? 2019. It ain't been that long.
I couldn't believe it.
It ain't been that long. And I'm sorry. I don't care if I met you 5 minutes ago. The second you said, this is my husband, trust and believe, I know his face from that point on.
Because the thing, because like, again, because I tried to rationalize it, right? I tried to say, you could have said, well, maybe it's an old profile that never came down. But you
recently right swiped.
Which means you're still active on this site, right?
Maybe they're separated. Nothing,
they've been together since like 2000.
Well, maybe they're separated and she's not. No, but I'm saying maybe they are, but she's not letting it be known they're separated. It could be a thing of keeping up appearances. It could be, you know, that they are separated. She has hopes of them getting back together, so she's keeping up appearances, and he's like, nah, I'm moving out. He's like, nah, I already did. He's like, nah, this is over. So there's so many what ifs, what could be happening, what might be the truth. And that's why I say, nope, in this instance, keep your mouth shut.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. I've already come to the conclusion that
it's too many unknowns.
But it just, the sad part about it for me, which was my first initial thought, was this is why I need to stay single.
This is why I got trust issues.
Exactly. I mean, if somebody's going to cheat, they're going to cheat, right? And again, like you said, we don't know if even that's the situation. You're right. He could live in a whole nother house and think he's actually absolutely doing nothing wrong by being on dating site because they're not together, right? I don't even know that. It's just sad that people even feel the need to keep up appearances, even on social media. Like, if that were the case, and I'm not even saying that is the case, but it's like, even if you are holding out hope, which you certainly can do when you have a family and a marriage and stuff, there, I do believe in people fighting for that. Because one of the questions people had when they were questioning my motives is like, they say a lot of times when you tell somebody like that you saw their man or their woman do something, you're forcing them to make a choice that you feel they should make. And I don't feel that way. Like, I feel like I'm giving you information, and they feel like you've brought this information to me, you've embarrassed me, and now if I decide to stay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna look crazy to the person who
around you
brought it to me because I decided to stay.
And that's probably why these friendships end, because it's like, okay, you brought this information to me and I am embarrassed. Now you and I can no longer be friends, even though I know he's the wrong party in this, but you embarrassed me by making it known. It's his embarrassment was unknown to me, but now you've made it known to me. I'm embarrassed on two fronts. I'm embarrassed mm-hmm. that my man is cheating on me, and I'm embarrassed that one of my good friends knows this. So,
and that he hit on my best friend, and that's how she knew.
Yeah, he hit on my
best friend. So that adds another dimension to it, because now you're wondering, like, has my man always been checking for this woman?
Yes.
And now I can't be around y'all, right? Because I know he finds me attractive enough to swipe right on me.
And now it's, you bring it up to her, she's looking at you like, oh, did she always want him? Is this why she's blowing up his spot? You see, right. It's so many landmines.
Right. And I don't know where to step. I'm not trying to sabotage their relationship. I have no skin in this game. I have no dog in this fight. I couldn't care less. If she was like, well, that's my husband and I'm staying with him, whatever. Cool.
Be that. Do it.
I probably would leave out the part that he swiped right on me because that would just
I saw him on an app. Like I said,
yeah, like if I saw him on the app, that would be one thing.
Yeah,
and you can kind of just let that go. But here's the thing, this happened to me before. I've been in the dating app game since before I was married, and now I'm on it again. I took a break and now I'm back, right? 15 years ago, I was on Black People Meet and I was, you know, looking on my phone, scrolling. And I just happened to be going to lunch with a coworker, and I was telling her I was on this thing. I'm swiping. So literally the week before, she had a party and brought her new man so everybody could meet him. Oh, so we all met her man.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go a week later. I'm looking through the phone, like literally she's standing right next to me.
Oh, no.
And I came across.
No.
Yes. So I was like, wait. And because it was right then and there, I didn't have a chance to think about it and process it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, is this your man?
Oh, shoot.
And she was like, what? And I showed it to her. Now, mind you, she had met him on that app.
Oh, Jesus.
So she wasn't surprised that he was on it. However, she told me that they had agreed to delete the app from their phone. So she was under the impression that he deleted it and was no longer active. Again, he hit me up. He was in the DMs, right? So she was like, he forgot to take it down. That was her first response. I said, okay, but he wrote me and I showed it to her. Listen, I'm not making this up. I was like, is this dude? So she saw he wrote me and it was like that day. So clearly he was still active and looking.
Oh, Lord.
We get back to my desk. She literally sat in my chair at work on my computer and started writing him back as if
she was me. Oh, Lord.
And he's boom, ping, 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 ping. Like writing back instant. So she started asking him questions because she was still in denial that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
So she started asking questions mm-hmm. that he would know to determine if that's him. Mm-hmm. I guess she thought it was maybe a cat. Who knows?
I mean, people do still profiles.
They do. So I think that's what she was trying to do, like just determine if this is really him and somebody didn't hijack all his pictures and stuff. Okay, fine. So it's becoming quite clear that it's him. And I'm standing there feeling uncomfortable as hell. Like,
what do I do? Okay. What do I say? Where do I go?
You at my desk. Like, I got to get back to work. Like, what are we doing? You know, how long is this going to go on? This is him. It's him. So she's all mad. I can see steam coming out her ears. And I wait till I get home and blah, blah, blah. Because at this point, they decided to live together. So he was going to be there when she got home. So I was like, ooh. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, she's going to go home. She's going to kick him out, blah, 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 blah. So she comes to work the next day. And somehow, some way, he convinced her that it wasn't what she thought, even though it was her literally writing him herself. And she forgave him. And she basically distanced herself from me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I know what you're thinking. And I know what you think about me, but I'm going to ride this out because I love him, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. It just happened to happen right when I was standing there. I just wanted to show you. If you cool, if you like it, I love it. And I left it at that. But I noticed that she wasn't hanging with me at lunchtime anymore.
Yeah.
So she was embarrassed because she thought I had the judgment on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna lie, because I would be not keeping it real with you. I did judge for a second because
mm-hmm.
I was like, you saw it.
Mm-hmm. You had a whole conversation.
Like to me, that's like walking in on somebody booty butt naked in your bed. Like, right. And it wasn't me. Like it was you. Like, so she knew it was him. Right. And I felt like, because I think they had only been together like between 4 and 6 months at that time. So to me, and again, people can fall in love in a day. So I'm not even putting a timeline on when a relationship should be serious or not. But I felt like not so much time hadn't passed that you couldn't walk away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like my friend that I'm talking about today.
Right. That's
they've been together.
That's decades.
Years and years and years. Going on 20 years. They got two kids. They got something to lose, right? You got something to fight for.
Mm.
Old girl from back in the day, like.
This is fresh spring flowers.
Right. Like you ain't even been through 4 seasons with this man. So like when she said she was going to forgive him and ride out for it and whatever, I had a judgment for like that day. I remember like when she told me he was going to stay with him, I remember going home thinking like, she a damn fool. But like,
you better than me, girl.
Right. But I didn't, I didn't convey that to her. I was just right. You know, like, what I thought I was being very supportive as a friend. Okay, you don't have to explain nothing to me. Like, cool. Right. In my mind, I was like, you're gonna regret this decision. But that was my feeling at the time. And then, you know, I forgot about it because it's none of my business, right? He's not my man. So days were going by and I would see her in the hallway and what's up? We didn't have a lunch, kept it real short with me. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh wow, like she's really not hanging with me no more. So that made me feel bad. Like maybe I shouldn't have said nothing because now she's acting funny towards. Fast forward another year. I was like, oh, you know, how's your your boo thing, whatever. Oh, we're not together no more. I said, okay. I didn't ask no questions, you know. Right. And she was like, I know what you're thinking. I was like, about what? And she was like, why are we not together no more? I'm like, I don't know why y'all not together no more. Like you just said we're not together no more. And I left it at that. And she was like, well, he was cheating. I said, okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. She was like, well, you know, you're not surprised. And I'm like, felt like, no, you're not surprised. Right. Because you saw this from the beginning. You know what I mean? That's not to say that all, like, once a cheater, always a cheater, even though I kind of do feel like that, but not really. Because I do feel like people can, if you want to change, you can. And you will, if something matters to you. But, there's also a such thing as a pattern and how you can predict future behavior is past behavior, right? Case by case basis. People make the best decision for them. I would never begrudge a couple for fighting for their relationship, fighting for their marriage and all those things. I feel like now if I were to bring that to my friend's attention and she was like, well, I'm going to address it with him, but thank you and I'll take it from here and I'd appreciate it if you not mention it again, that would be it.
Right.
We're all adults, we're fine with it. But in this case, it's really the nature of her and my relationship.
Yes.
That's keeping me from saying something, not their relationship. My motivation for sharing or not sharing is because of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like this, if he is doing dirt and she doesn't know, the truth always comes to
eventually. That's what I said. I was like, eventually something will tip the hand where, honestly, who's to say something hasn't already tipped the hand? Let's be real. A guy like that who's doing something like that, this has happened before. So who's to say she's not aware, or who's to say it hasn't happened before? Maybe it might be that it has happened before. They worked through it. She forgave, moved on with life. And now it's happening again. Now it's kind of like, okay, homegirl, what you going to do this time? And like you said, again, still not my business.
Here's the thing. The fact that I don't know the answer to those questions is also what's keeping me. If I know my close friends and how they feel about their relationship, I know from personal conversations how you feel about infidelity, how you feel about honesty and lying, how you feel about your man, how you feel about your relationship, how you feel about your family. So if I know that Farrah wouldn't go for this, I know Farrah would want to know this. I know Farrah would, like, I know you well enough to know the answer to those questions, then I'm saying something.
Yep.
The fact that I don't know the answer to those questions as it pertains to her, it's what's keeping me from saying something, because I don't know what her stance is on monogamy, open marriages, infidelity, honesty.
Has this happened before? Is this a
Is
this a rodeo?
For all I know, she could have found it out a week before me and they could be discussing it or going through it right now for all I know.
Yep. And these are apps. And honestly, unless you're really stealthy in how, you know, you set your phone up for no notifications, all it takes is for her to see one notification. She may not have to read it. All she needs to see some dating app notification on your phone to be like, what's this? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, listen, y'all, dating in this new millennium where everything is at your fingertips is just scary, because you really never know what you're getting. And it sucks. It really sucks because, you know, you put yourself out there for that connection. Not to say you're looking for marriage, but you're just looking for a connection, for a companion, for somebody who's going to be real and truthful with you. And, you know, you going out with this person and then come to find out he got a whole family, you know, like, who does that? And like I said, I kind of feel like he wants to get caught. I kind of feel like this guy wants to get caught. There is, bro, there is no way. There's no way he didn't see your picture and be like, oh, that's bro. You know, ain't no way. Especially if you've seen him more than once. It's one thing if you saw him one time 15 years ago, but you've seen him in two separate occasions in 2019. It's only been 2 years.
Right.
Ain't no way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like he want to get caught.
Yeah.
He's just
I've been to their kids' birthday party.
Yeah, see, no.
I was trying so hard, Farrah, to try and justify this and figure this out in my brain. And I just can't. I'm just like, but even if he didn't recognize me for whatever reason, maybe I photograph better than I look in person and whatever.
At the end of the day, he's still married.
You're still married.
Mm-hmm. Like, I ended up in a whole group chat from this girl. From this girl who apparently, like, her man just be on dating sites, and she says she's cool with it. And I'm like, ain't no way in hell you cool with it. So she's got all these women, I guess he's talking to, in this chat. Mind you, me, I was a misdial because I had no idea who she was talking about. So when she dropped the picture, I was like, I don't know who this is. And she was like, don't try to play me. I'm like, girl, don't nobody want your bucktooth man. I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is. But reading the thread of how much she was willing to berate these women and tell them, you know, don't none of y'all try to feel special. I know about him being on apps. I have no problems with him having female friends, but I just want to let y'all know before y'all catch little feelings that he's my man. We together. She putting pictures of him kissing her. And one girl in the chat, she was like, girl, you doing too much. You out here. What's that saying? You protesting a little too much. You are protesting.
And if you gotta do it, you gotta start a whole group chat.
If there
are enough women to be in a group chat. What is you doing, baby girl?
She defended him. That's what blew my mind. She defended him.
And she's making it the women's fault.
She's making it their fault, telling them don't get too attached. I know he likes to flirt, this, that, and the third, but I just wanted to let y'all know. I was like,
I would like to do more than flirting. Like, she got too much time on her hands.
I was like, obviously, you saw these numbers a little too many times in his phone. That's why these numbers are in the group text. So when I was like, sweetheart, I don't know who you are. So she went back through the phone and she took a screenshot. She was like, this is not your number. I was like, you are off by about 4 digits.
Wow.
Not me, not I. Sorry. But this is interesting.
I mean, that's so
crazy. I was like, thanks for the laugh, though. This was crazy.
I remember you were like, girl, I'm in this whole group chat. It's like you had the popcorn and everything else. Yeah. But I remember it was funny, but it was so sad.
It was sad at the same time
because it's like, if you got to go through your man's phone and do all the things and see, it's like, you know, that's too much stress. Uh-huh. That's too, like, if you got to do this and on a rolling basis, because I've gotten the calls from the wives and the girlfriends. And one particular woman called me one time and was like, you're woman number 6. I said, by the time it got to 2, you should have been done.
Jeez.
3, you should have been done. 4, you should have been done. 5, how to get to me?
God, I make the damn Rolodex.
I'm mad at you now because you let it get to me. Yeah, because it was like a long distance. Like, I met him, he lived in a different state. And again, it was online. So that's another thing with these online. You don't know what you don't know until you know it.
Yeah.
And we had only been kicking it like 4 or 5 months, but he was always coming to, like, and there was no red flags. Like, I had every number.
Mm-hmm.
I could call it freely. Mm-hmm. There was, I didn't
those are the curfew. Those are the ones you gotta watch for. The ones that give you all access.
Everything. All the access.
They pick up no matter what time, what place, what day, talk to you like nobody's around. She knew.
Uh-huh. She thought that because she lets him out on a, you know, a leash, lets him go play. But I said, well, if that's the case, why are you calling me?
Yeah.
And she said, because he's getting too serious about you. Yeah. He actually likes you.
This wasn't a one-time booty call.
Man, listen, I was like, now I'm mad at you.
Right.
You should have called me from week 1, not month 5, because it's wasting my time. And if that's what y'all got going on, that's fine. But now you should know I'm done. And it was cut off immediately. Don't you know, old girl was calling me. He was laying right there in the bed asleep. He went through his phone and decided to call me because I guess they had plans to do something that they normally do. And he was like, no, I'm going to New York to see Brooke. And she was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah, he basically told her, like, I'm feeling this one.
Oh.
Yeah. This whole conversation, I was like, wait a minute. How did I get caught up in the matrix? Like, what in the world? And this was actually so that's another reason why, like, you don't know what's going on in people's homes and mm-hmm. what they think and whatever. And she finally decided, like, oh, I might, this one is a whole different, this is different from the other ones. And I'm like, y'all are weird, y'all are crazy, stay off my phone, don't call me. I had to block them both because then she was calling me every day, like we was buddies and stuff. It was crazy. It was a crazy situation. But I tell that story to say, you don't know what
mm-hmm. and unless, people's
charges like and what they allow, what they don't allow,
unless we close. And like you said, unless we close and you know my hard limits and you know my hard nose, keep your mouth shut. Know what know what you know and stay out their way.
Yeah.
You know, at the next barbecue, you get an invitation. You know what? knowing me and my petty behind, the next barbecue, I show up.
But listen. But see, now that's what's making me
think. Be all up in his face like, you don't know who I am.
That's the thing. Like, how do I be around them now? Because I've already resigned myself to the fact I'm not going to say anything, right? But there will be an occasion.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to And she's going to start to wonder, why don't you come around?
Or do I'm going to just come around, like, act like I didn't see nothing. I don't see nothing, don't know nothing, don't whatever. But, you know, then again, he might be oblivious. I'm not going to say men are stupid because they're not. But there are some ones out there that are a little dense who just don't.
Elevator doesn't make it all the way up.
And I guess the only thing that hurts my soul about it is if she is clueless and doesn't know how mm-hmm. long before she does. Because I would be so hurt if a friend of mine knew mm-hmm. and didn't tell me. Like, I was so grateful for the information.
But
not all women receive.
Exactly.
They don't think to say, and I'm not that person. Like, I'm not going to shoot the messenger. Especially if I know you're telling me from a good place. Now, if you wind up dating my man after the fact.
Now
it's that's different.
That's why I was saying, you know, you can't even swipe right to be like, aren't you such and such's husband? Because then it's gonna be like, you swiped right.
Exactly. She's gonna be looking at me like, well, you must have liked it. You know what I mean? Like, people were like, take a screenshot and send it to her. I'm not doing all that. Like, to me, it just seems messy. Like, I'd rather have a real conversation. You know, I'm single. I can be on dating sites all day long. This is what I saw, and I'm just letting you know, just in case you didn't know. Now, if you know and you're cool with it, then say no more. But I genuinely care about her. I think she's a great person. I think she's wonderful. And she's done things for me. Like,
don't get too specific. Well,
I'm not. Because I have many people in my life who have done things for me. And so I would hate to be the person who had the information.
Mm-hmm. And didn't tell.
And didn't share it. But I also feel like she knows that our relationship is not like that too, mm-hmm. right? It's not like a one-sided thing. And so I don't think she would begrudge me necessarily for not saying. I think if anything, she would appreciate me having a thoughtful, being conflicted thoughtfully with it. To the point where I'm like, I didn't share it because I care about you, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to embarrass you, because I didn't know, like, and I didn't know how well you're going to receive it or not. So, you know, I feel like I can sleep at night. If it were you, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'd be like, oh my God, I got to tell her. Like, but I feel okay. Cause again, I thoroughly believe the truth always comes to the light. And if something God's going to protect her some type of way if she needs protecting.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, but I'm going to just say this out loud for everybody who is my friend, even if they just an acquaintance, if you see something, you tell me.
Run and tell
I'm not
that.
Gonna be
run
mad at you.
That. Okay, run tell that. Please.
Run tell that. Let me make the determination, and I'm not gonna be mad at you. But not everybody is like me, and I can appreciate that happened recently.
Yeah. So let us know. Would you tell if you were on the receiving end? Would you speak up? How would you approach it? How would you tell? What would be the determining factor of you telling or not? So thank you guys for listening. We're back on our roll. We appreciate you all listening. Thank you for tuning in, for sticking with us, for waiting on us as we continue to obviously.
I know, right? And this wasn't necessarily a mommy discussion. We're not always going to have just mommy questions.
Just mommy, but yeah. I mean, we're moms. We go through stuff. Like we said, single moms doing the most. And this was the absolute most. I'm Farrah Joseph.
I'm Brooke Dean.
And we're single moms doing the most. Bye.
Bye.